Think about this. How many times have you been told to just be happy in the midst of chaos? Or to give yourself a break when everything seems to be falling apart? The idea sounds simple, but living it can be a whole different story. In this Quick Win episode, I sit down with musical theatre star Lucy Durack, who shares how a simple piece of advice changed her life and how she pays it forward to others. My name is Dr. Amantha Imber. I'm an organisational psychologist and the founder of behavioural science consultancy Inventium. And this is How I Work, a show about how to help you do your best work. On today's Quick Win episode, we go back to an interview from the past and I pick out a quick win that you can apply today. And in today's show, I speak with Lucy Durack about one of the best pieces of advice she has ever received. Now, what's a piece of advice that you've received and applied that has immeasurably improved your life?
I think the piece of advice that I have, as I've aged, I've understood it more, is just the idea of this too shall pass, and that feelings are normal, and there's nothing wrong with feeling negative feelings, but that feeling won't last. You're not going to feel like that forever. It will pass, and it will often pass quicker than you even realise. But I remember when I was in Mamma Mia, which was my first job as a 20-year-old, in my first musical theatre job, and I was so excited. And I ended up actually having a really hard time on Mamma Mia, but for lots of reasons. I'm not a very good understudy, it turns out. Actually, it's the only time I ever understudied in my life because I don't have a strong enough dance background. Anyway, that's a different that's a story for a different day. But I remember one of the two leading ladies was Anne Wood, who is a beautiful, amazing musical theatre actor. And I remember, I'm not sure if I've even spoken to her about this, but she was so kind to me. Like, I'd often just go in, and now having been a leading lady in musicals, I realise how patient she was with me, that I'd sort of wander in her dressing room and have a chat. And she had on her mirror this too shall pass. And at the time I thought, wow, she must be in a bad place in her life. That's really negative. Or not like she must be in a bad, but I just did think that she must be going through something hard, you know, for that to be what she's wanting something to pass. But then as I've gotten older, I've realised that's such a good thing to come back to, positive and negative times, or in difficult times, because it makes you be more present in the positive times. And of course, every single moment will pass. And so the best bits will pass. So you've got to be really present in those best bits, whether it's, you know, looking at my little kid's face, who's just so full of delight for a second, and he'll probably throw a tantrum within a few more seconds. And the other piece of advice, again, it wasn't given to me as such, but it was, I just happened upon it on a clip of this woman, Jane Machewski. She was a contestant, she was a beautiful singer, and she was on one of the Got Talents, and she had had a really hard battle with cancer, and she'd had a hard life. And she said something to the effect of, she got the golden buzzer. So she did this amazing performance and it was so beautiful and everybody loved it. And then she said, her piece of advice is, you can't wait for life not to be hard to decide to be happy. And that has really been really impactful on me in the last sort of year, I think, because we have been going through harder times, and my husband and I are both in the entertainment industry, and we've had to really pivot to try and support our family through COVID times when everything shut down. And we don't have family support here. We've got supportive families, but they're in other states that we were locked out of. And we just, you know, it's been tough, but we've really, I feel proud of us that we've kind of, and my husband's Chris is he's actually really good at finding the fun. I feel like I often get really serious and get, all right, this is what are we going to do? And he will find the fun in things. And often, sometimes I'll be like, oh, I haven't got time to have fun. And then I think, oh, that's not a very good way to be. I don't think that's how I want to live my life. So he's an excellent foil for me. But that is important, I think, because again, it's just bringing you into the present moment and being like, you know, in this moment, I'm sitting here with this really amazing, intelligent woman who I really look up to, and I'm getting to have this great conversation, and that's awesome in this minute. And I don't know what's going to happen in the next minute, but probably maybe something awesome and maybe not. But it's it means that you appreciate things as they happen better.
Now, what piece of advice do you find yourself giving to people most frequently?
I think generally just to to give yourself a break, and it's okay. Like, because I feel like I have really high achieving people around me who are usually then feeling bad if they're not like perfect every second of the day, and just reminding them of all the amazing things that they've done, like literally in the day that we're normally talking about, let alone their entire lives, and just reminding people that you've done heaps and you're a human, and that's a wonderful thing. And I think as well that sometimes those times when you're feeling like you're failing, or you've done the wrong thing, or you've made a mistake, you know, they're those moments that actually will help you to be more compassionate to other people down the track, because you'll have, you know, as long as you do remember those moments, then you do think, yeah, you know, we are all trying our hardest and we're all making mistakes and we're all just doing the best that we can with what we've got. And some people have a harder time, you know, some people have more things at their disposal and some people have less. And so it's imbalanced. So we're all going to have different things that we're better and worse at. And I think that give yourself a break, which is advice I don't take very often. But I think that, you know, often the advice you give to others is advice you probably should be giving to yourself a bit. But
if you're looking for more tips to improve the way that you work, I write a short fortnightly newsletter that contains three cool things that I've discovered that help me work better, ranging from software and gadgets that I'm loving through to interesting research findings. You can sign up for that at howiwork.co. That's howiwork.co. Thank you for sharing part of your day with me by listening to How I Work. If you're keen for more tips on how to work better, connect with me via LinkedIn or Instagram. I'm very easy to find. Just search for Amantha Imber. How I Work was recorded on the traditional land of the Wurundjeri people, part of the Kulin Nation. I am so grateful for being able to work and live on this beautiful land, and I want to pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. How I Work is produced by Inventium with production support from Dead Set Studios. And thank you to Martin Imber, who did the audio mix and makes everything sound better than it would have otherwise.